Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe.
I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You need appropriations, but the taxpayers be on the hook.
There'll be insurance payments in part to cover this, but we don't want to allow worrying about where the financing is coming to hold up reconstruction.
Didn't hear no.
Bottom line, as President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that Maryland and Baltimore need.
We've got to protect our phony baloney jobs, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately, immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph.
Harumph.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I think we're going to keep talking about the cost of college in the so-called elite schools, now rising over $90,000 for the next year, academic year. But first, I want to give you some updates on the Ronna McDaniel saga. This is from Politico. McDaniel expects to be fully paid out for her contract 2 years at $300,000 annually. Well, she should be. She didn't do anything wrong. Meaning that her single, not quite 20-minute interview Sunday could cost the Peacock more than $30,000 per minute or $500 per second. McDaniel spoke yesterday with Brian Friedman, renowned lawyer to the estranged cable news stars, to discuss legal options even beyond recouping the dollar value of her original contract. I mean, $600,000 for him is chicken feed. While no arrangement is final, a person close to McDaniel tells us Friedman would be an obvious choice. He represented Megyn Kelly in her own acrimonious parting with NBC. I think she got like $70 million, didn't she? As well as ousted anchors Chris Cuomo, Don Lamone. Don Lamone, that was just reported last month. He got $24.5 million from CNN. And Tucker Carlson continues through the end of the year to get $1.9 million a month from Fox. I am reliably informed. McDaniel, we're told, is also exploring potential defamation and hostile work environment against MSNBC's talent. I put that in quotes. Momentarily, her content colleagues who took turns blasting her on air. So this is the interesting thing that I'd heard earlier in the day. McDaniel's camp is also particularly peeved at Meet the Press host Kristen Welker, who said at the top of Sunday's broadcast that her interview was scheduled, quote, weeks before it was announced that McDaniel had become a paid NBC News contributor, and declared, I was not involved in her hiring. The person close to McDaniel said those words were misleading at best. Oftentimes, the person close to the person who's being talked about is the person, him or herself, in my experience. Playbook reviewed text messages from Carrie Butoff Brown, NBC's News Senior Vice President of Politics, showing that she and Welker met with McDaniel in mid-February, a few days after Butoff Brown initially reached out to McDaniel's team to gauge her interest in joining as a paid contributor. We're told by that person that a potential NBC contract was mentioned in what was otherwise mostly a get-to-know, off-the-record chat between McDaniel and Welker that day. Yeah, but, you know, she kind of left the impression she didn't know anything about what was going on, and she obviously did know what was going on. Well, I wonder where those text messages came from, by the way. A source close to Ronna Romney, as Donald Trump called her this afternoon, and I have no problem with that myself. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So my kids are in their 30s, no student loans ever, and have good careers. This is because they had parents. You know, that's true. I think that's the key, isn't it? It's not even more so than trade school or, you know, keeping your eyes open is having parents. Let's see here. Anyone with a brain could go to flight school, says 813. There's a pilot shortage with the airlines. If you can't afford flight school and pass the warrant officer flight test, join the Army and learn to fly helicopters. Only need high school. Yeah, but if you join the Army, then you're going to run into DEI in the Army. And you know you're going to be a second if you're the wrong color, you're going to be a second class citizen in the Army. Why do you think they can't recruit anybody for the Army anymore? 844-500-4242. By the way, Joe Lieberman, the former senator from Connecticut, will not be down for breakfast. He apparently fell in his home last night. He was active in the No Labels Party. I think I was reading quotes from him as late as last week. But he's died at the age of 82, and he was a natural for No Labels because he's the last senator who was elected as an independent. He lost the Democrat primary in 2006, and he ran as an independent and was reelected. So he knew something about that. The thing I most remember about him is when he ran with Al Gore in 2000. He was always against affirmative action because for obvious reasons. Because who isn't against affirmative action? It's racism. But Al Gore made him change his position on affirmative action if he wanted to be on the ticket, and he did. So they had those bumper stickers that said Gore Lieberman. And then after they lost the election and complained and went to the Supreme Court, the new bumper sticker that came out with the same font, Sore Loser Man, instead of Gore Lieberman. I always loved those bumper stickers. I wish I had had one. 844-500-4242. Is the source Pierre Delecto? No, I don't think she would trust Pierre Delecto to represent her well. I know I certainly wouldn't trust him. Even you know, and he's related to her. He'd spin the story that, you know, he tried to do something and he's the victim rather than her. 844-500-4242. 603, she got what she deserved for raising money for the RNC off of the 2020 election and then did absolutely nothing with it to help Trump. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know why they hired her in the first place because no Democrats liked her, but very few Republicans liked her either. I mean, maybe, you know, the Republicans like Charlie Parker or, Murkowski in Alaska, Susan Collins, people like that, rhinos. I mean, real rhinos. And I don't know, but she did get screwed. I mean, I feel bad for it. She was always nice to me the few times I met her at I had her on the show, and then I met her at a couple of Republican events, and she was always pleasant and got along with her and everything. But I didn't think she was a great leader. I mean, she didn't get anything done. She was asleep at the switch, especially on voter fraud and ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and all that kind of stuff. But I feel more sympathy for her now than ever. 844-500-4242-617. Joe Lieberman is the last of the moderate Democrats. RIP. Well, I mean, you kind of have. The last two in the Senate, really, I mean, and Sinema is not really a moderate, but she's not insane. And Joe Manchin, who's just a hustler. But you could do business with them, and they weren't out to screw the United States of America. I think that those, and they're gone in January. You know, they're both finished. So who's left of the Lieberman-type Democrats or Sam Nunn-type Democrats from Sam Nunn from Georgia. They're all gone. All of them gone. Even if, you know, even if they're with asterisks like Sinema and Manchin. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 603. Sixth grade education here. I make $120,000 a year. College is severely overrated. Totally agree. Totally agree. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HowieBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HowieBOGO. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what kind of life do you believe your kids or grandkids will have compared to yours? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse.
88% say worse.
Everybody says no more Joe Mentum for Senator Lieberman. You remember that Joe Mentum? Let's see here. What about Bernie Sanders? Didn't he run as an independent? He may claim he's an independent, but he was running as a Democrat for president in 2016 and 2020. I think he has to. And he votes in the Democrat caucuses. That's how he and Angus King, that's why they have a majority. If they were really independent, they weren't voting in the Democrat control of the Senate, the Republicans would be in command, wouldn't they? 844-500-4242. 813 says, I said, why would a white guy go in the military nowadays? Maybe you deal with that stuff some in the Army, says 813, replying to me, but you get to fly helicopters. Not everyone is cut out for or wants to be blue collar or even gray collar for their entire life. Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, I don't even know how you get hired into the corporate world anymore if you're the wrong color or the wrong gender. I mean, well, why do you think that they did a survey a few months back? I think it was at Brown University, by the way. And they said, are you bi or gay? And 30-40% of the people said they were. And they go, oh, are they really getting? No, they want to get hired. They're running they're taking part in the scam games. There's a story in the New York Post today about all these people that go to these prep schools that the earlier Herb was talking about. They're all claiming now they have ADHD, you know, so that they need extra time for the SATs. No one gave a bleep about the SATs or the ACTs after they got rid of them after George Floyd because it was so racist to force people to learn how to read and work hard. But now, like, places like Yale and Dartmouth are bringing back the standardized testing, so the people, the rich parents are freaking out about their kids, so they're getting them all these to become quote unquote disabled, so they get extra time on the SATs, and this is all totally legit. Think of all the people that went to prison in the Varsity Blue scandal. In, you know, buying their kids' way into colleges. How is getting a phony disability excuse to get more time for your kids any different than the Varsity Blue scandal? It's just, again, as the old saying goes, there's legal graft and there's illegal graft. Varsity Blue was illegal graft, according to the standards of the moment. And getting your kid a disability so he gets more time on the SAT or the ACT is legal graft. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. You know, in Florida, they just passed that anti-squatter bill.
Yes.
And it's totally common sense. I mean, it's great. I live in New York, so You ever see those labels on, like, crazy glue, like, do not use in eyes? Or you pull up to the gas pump and it says, do not
right.
drink gas from nozzle.
Right, they got a gun to your, you put a gun to your head and they got a red, they got the red thing through it, like you're going to put a gun to your head, the nail gun, right.
Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah, right, exactly. And you wonder to yourself, like, who the heck would ever do that, you know? But now these laws are like those labels. It's like obvious, like, of course squatters are breaking the law to be in your house, right? But you have to make a law now to say it, what is patently obvious to everybody else. I think that's what the product of all this college education is. Apparently, it takes $360,000 or something like that to turn your child into blue-haired, pajama-wearing, you know, doesn't know what end is up, doesn't know what gender they are.
No one knows how to make anything, but they know how to write regulations to stop you from making stuff. That's the whole
exactly.
point of this Wall Street Journal column. Now they have to, they say, oh, everything, we're going to have everything made in America. But the fact is, a lot of things aren't made in America. So they have to go through, like pants. You know, for in some of these government agencies, they need special kinds of pants, like, I don't know, fireproof pants. They can't get them in the U.S., so they have to go through all this waiver process, and that gives more work to 20 more bureaucrats before you're finally allowed to buy the pants from China. And so instead of saying, why don't we make the pants in the United States, they write the regulations. And everybody in the Beltway area gets richer and richer and richer. And probably next year, when they do the richest counties in the U.S., instead of being 7 out of 10 in the Beltway, it'll be 8 or 9 out of 10. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. 508, airline pilot and air traffic controller used to be positions generally accepted as requiring skill. Give these Karens time enough, they'll ruin HVAC electricians and plumbers soon enough. I don't know how they can do that, though, really. I mean, you have to have a certain skill level. I mean, if they send me a plumber and the plumber can't fix my sink or my toilet, I'm not calling that plumber again, ever again. And I'm telling everybody I know not to use that plumber. Some things you can't go to DEI on. I hope the emergency room is one of them. I hope surgery is one of them, but I'm less confident than plumbing. Let's see. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. First of all, the Navy paid for my undergraduate at UCF, and my company paid for my master's at Champlain College about 20 years later, or just a few years ago. But right now, like after last corporate layoffs, you wouldn't believe the DEI questions every application. You know, me and my friends joke in our 50s, like, if you're Dan or Tim like me, you got to put T-I-M-I or D-A-N-I, and then put non-binary and they, them, just to get past the first round of AI and get an interview.
You got to give your pronouns to get a job interview?
Yeah, I never say anything like it, Howie. This just came up, like, in the last 2 years. I've applied for jobs at, like, agencies, Ford, Toyota, you know, dealerships, all this different stuff. They all have the same questionnaire platform. You have to, choose your pronouns, you have to choose, or you have to keep saying, I don't wish to disclose. But they ask you, what are your pronouns? Do you consider yourself binary? Or all these different questions. And even the military, you can feel a veteran.
Whatever happened to don't ask, don't tell, Tim? I thought that's what we were going for, was don't ask, don't tell. Now you have to tell if you want to get in the door to get a job interview. Thanks for the call, Tim. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So this is the column that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday on the op-ed page. Buy American, build nothing. The infrastructure law of 2021 makes it hard to build anything. And it says it's few big new projects have been completed. We've noticed that. And one reason is the little-noted aspect of the law expanding mandates to use American-made products has confused federal, state, and local governments and created new levels of bureaucratic waste. That could be said about anything Biden has done. Everything Biden has done. Confused federal, state, and local governments and created new levels of bureaucratic waste. So they've expanded the definition of infrastructure. So the law formally created a Made in America office to review agency compliance and approve waivers. See, notice that the new office does not make anything in America. It reviews agency compliance and approve waivers. This is what the Democrat government's all about. It's about creating more paperwork, more bureaucrats, more offices of compliance. Considering the extent of the mandates, this has been difficult. The Transportation Security Administration had to get a waiver to order, quote-unquote, tactical pants. That's what I was trying to think of the word, for air marshals. The Department of Veterans Affairs and other departments had to get a waiver to buy pills for the treatment of HIV, AIDS. The Environmental Protection Agency got a waiver so that the North Unit Irrigation District of Madras, Oregon, could use reinforced polyethylene liner for a canal when there were no U.S. producers for this niche product. All these mandates, waivers, and box checking add time and cost to government purchases. And it increases the price of everything, of course. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. In the 80s, a developer was revamping a three-family house across across the street from my house, 781. He wanted to hire my father to do the plumbing because he was the regular plumber. The bank required him to hire a minority-owned plumber to get the construction loan. The plumber he was forced to hire bought half the stock and started the job, only to disappear a few days later. In the end, the developer had to hire my father and pay again for the same job. It's only gotten worse, hasn't it, since then? Tarsi, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tarsi.
I love the show, Howie.
Thank you.
Regular listener.
Thank you.
I like to wear Liberty coveralls, and I thought they were made in America.
Yeah.
But I think they're not. It seems to me I heard they were made in Vietnam or something like that.
I don't know.
Denim coveralls. Just my opinion. But now I'd like to go to something else I called a week or so ago, and they didn't get through. But you broke the story, so I'd like to come back to you on this. It was about the wellness call. And the firefighters come, and yeah. They found the dead black lady on the floor.
I don't want to hear any more of this, Tarsi. Thanks for the call, though. Keep listening to the show. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, Howie. So something I've noticed, you're generally pretty much for deregulation, as are many of your callers. However, I don't think we can... Just like nobody should be about regulating everything, you can't just have this blanket statement of deregulate, deregulate. And I'll give you a perfect recent example of that. Obviously, you're aware of the issues with Boeing and grounding the flights because
yes,
doors are flying off, presumably because there's some lack of regulation around whatever part of component of the plane there is. At the same time, a story.
Well, I don't know of any part of life these days, Brian, that is underregulated, actually, except maybe the immigration system.
So you do have a lack of regulation there that led to these issues. On the other side, you have
I'm not buying that necessarily. I'm not an expert on what's going on in Boeing, but didn't Boeing announce that they were going to a straight DEI policy of hiring and do everything else?
It has
several years ago.
To do with hiring, this is why the executives just stepped down because there were not regulations. They didn't comply with the regulations. As a result, they took shortcuts that led to it. But here's my other point. At the same time, there's an example of overregulation in the aircraft industry, whereby there was a recent story where pilots aren't reporting mental health issues because they know even for a minor mental health issue, they're going to be grounded for over a year and essentially lose their job. So, yeah,
well,
there are examples.
You know, I'm going to go with what Ronald Reagan said. The nine most scary words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." I would like to get the government out of more efforts. You heard the earlier caller say that when he's in his 50s and he's looking for a new job and he has to give his pronouns now and they want to know if he's binary or not. I mean, again, what business is it of theirs? I thought it was don't ask, don't tell. I thought it was the get the government out of my bedroom. Why does any corporate entity that's regulated by the government or any bureaucracy have to know what your pronouns are or what your or whether you're binary or non-binary or trans or non-trans? Just leave us alone. All we ask is to be left alone. Thanks for the call, Brian. 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie. I think these universities ought to take responsibility for some of this student loan debt. They have
such huge
amounts of holdings and their tuitions they're collecting are so high, and Sneaky Joe turns around and puts it back on the taxpayers who had nothing to do with it, and all these deadbeats are getting away with not paying taxes. I mean, not paying the. I was 43 when I finished my student loans, you know, and what do they do with the money? They pay people like Pocahontas $300,000 to get
right.
to talk for 40
for one course.
All these they have all these endowments. They have such huge assets. They don't even pay real estate taxes.
I know.
That's the
nuttiest thing. In lieu of payments, I wish I could have gotten in lieu of payment when I owned property in Cambridge or Boston, for that matter. You know, I had to pay real estate taxes. I still have to pay real estate taxes in Wellesley and in Florida. It's just you're right, Rob. I keep coming back to this number again. Harvard has an endowment of over $50 billion. Over $50 billion. And Pocahontas says, well, we need a wealth tax in the United States. If you have over $50 million in assets, whether they're liquid or otherwise, you have to pay 2%, say. She's proposed that. Bernie has proposed, I think, 3%. So let's say 2% for Harvard. That's $1 billion a year. That would pay for the illegal aliens for 3 or 4 months in Massachusetts. Why don't we start with a wealth tax on, instead of you and me? Well, let's start with Harvard University and MIT University, for that matter, and Williams and Amherst, all the swell private colleges. By the way, I saw this. This is, you know, it's not just Wellesley and Yale that are going crazy. Stonehill College is going to cost $81,729. Stonehill, almost $82,000, $88,000 in Amherst, $89,824 at Brandeis. That's $90,000. $86,000 at MIT. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. I was just talking to the call screener. I have done student debt collection for 2 decades. And it's just so obvious that when a 17-year and 18-year-old kid will not be able to pay off these loans, but they get it. They get it for free money. They get the federal loans, and then they say hey, after all that's exhausted, do you want to get more money through private loans? And they say yes. And by the time they're out of college and they're in their first year of working, they cannot pay these back at all. But the colleges know this, and they don't care. They're just looking for income.
Right.
And so they know the government is going to feed this money through over and over. It's crazy.
I remember when Al Gore, speaking of, I'm thinking about Al Gore tonight because, his running mate has just died, Joe Lieberman. Remember when Al Gore was running in 2000 and he said, I'm going to guarantee everybody who gets into college is going to, I think he said, he's going to put it in a lockbox. That was his word, a lockbox of 2,000 or 5,000 bucks, whatever it was, to cut down on the cost of college tuition. And I'm thinking to myself, does he really think that's going to save any money? That just means the colleges are going to raise the tuition, whatever is in the so-called lockbox. Right, Bob?
Yeah, and now what's happening, Howie, is they do not even, they think, hey, it costs us, I'm getting the free money, I'm getting the loan, and then I'm going to get forgiven down the line. So they're like, I'm not even going to have to pay this back.
Yeah, right, exactly. If someone had told me, well, you can get a loan for the $3,200 you need to go to Brown University, but don't worry about having to pay it or your parents having to pay it because it'll be forgiven. I would have gone to Brown University. I'd be an Ivy League graduate now. But that scam didn't exist back then. Probably just as well it didn't. Thanks for the call, Bob. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 781. I have a friend, Mary, 3 kids, always checks off the gay box on job applications to get initial preferential treatment for hiring. I always told my kids, they've been out of school for a long time now. I told them when they were teenagers, I said, never check the race box. Or if you check the race box, don't check white. Don't ever, ever cop to being white. How stupid. It's one of those things you shouldn't even have to tell kids this. I don't think you have to tell them anymore. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Get a crash course from the captain on everything he's talking about in today's show.
Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on today's edition of Howie's Homework.
You'll be up to speed on today's news in no time.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
4-1 Limerick guy says, I remember back when they had the military draft, guys would claim they were gay to avoid being drafted. If they still had the draft today, you would be on the top of the list if you claimed you were gay. Yeah, that changed, though, as the Vietnam War wore on. I knew a guy who went in and said, you can't draft me, I'm gay. And the doctor said, the Army will straighten you right out, Marty. That's the way it went then. But, I thought about the draft. We used to get calls from people saying, they ought to bring back the draft. Draft the illegal aliens. Can you imagine if they tried to draft people today? I mean, again, you got these kids that are claiming that they have ADHD so they can get an extra couple of hours on their SAT standardized tests. You think they're going into the military for 2 years, 3 years if Officer Candidate School? Of course, they wouldn't do that. It would be like having a jail. None of these kids would go in. 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Good evening. How? I have to respond to a guy who just called in. He said, he mentioned the ATC, air traffic control is under the FAA, and the pilot programs eventually being affected. You can take it to the bank. It's already happened. The ATC under the FAA is waiving speech impediments for ATC. Now, I want you to think about that. Speech impediments. So the pilot doesn't understand what you said in a place like New York or Chicago. The pilot programs, some of these airlines have to reschedule to take the minimally required guy that they just hired for various reasons and make sure that he's paired with a highly competent pilot to make up for the faults. And it's been around for a long time. Every career requires a degree of strength, and a good degree of strength, has had those requirements and qualifications lowered.
Like police and fire.
That's exactly my point. The stories behind this that you're not hearing. You're not hearing it. I'm hearing it because I was kind of in those fields. You're hearing it. It's the underworld, but they shut them up. You can't say it. FBI chasing the guy down the street. Somebody fired a shot at him. They're in a car. Guy shoots. The female agent is on the floor crying, okay? So the male agent, that would be the end. Hey, listen, you got to be an intelligence agent with us. You're not cut out for this. But that goes right by the board. You're promoted to get off the field. I've seen more police chiefs than the females now. It's unbelievable.
Donald, I'm not in the field, and I see these women having these press conferences, and I ask myself how many callers have they ever made. I'm sorry if I'm a misogynist for saying that, but that's my feeling, and I think a lot of women think the same thing, don't they, Donald?
Oh, eventually, I have a good friend. His wife died, retired as a lieutenant. Oh, it's a full-blood colonel in the military, pilot flying. In the end, you know what she said? Women have no business in combat. These people have never experienced this. They've never been shot at. And I'm going to do this. I guarantee you, nobody can tell you what you're going to do when you get shot at. You could be a hero or a goat in the same instance.
I know. Well, you know, the thing about the air traffic controllers, when they said that mental illness would no longer be an impediment to you being an air traffic controller. And I thought about, remember that Egyptian airliner that the guy went crazy and he just took the whole plane down, killed 200? I mean, you could do the same thing as an air traffic controller, couldn't you?
Oh, well, you certainly could. You certainly could. And I'm specifically sensitive to this, having flown for one of those three-letter agencies down in South America, all South America and all, and you had to talk Spanish, although it was quiet in the big airports, but the smaller airports, it was a blend of Spanish and English, and you could see various problems coming up just with that difference.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is the reason why there's more private jets. It's not just because the billionaire class has more dough. It's because they're concerned about the fact that the commercial pilots may not be quite as, shall we say, qualified as they used to be.